What's up, everybody? This is JT back with another episode. And today, you know, we have the solar eclipse happening. We have Nickelodeon acting up. And, you know, why is everybody mad at P. Diddy? Now, let's get it. Yeah, so first things first. So Nickelodeon, bro, you know, I'm a 90s baby. We all grew up with the 90s. Not all of us, but, bro, you get the gist. These homies, I always said, like, I never wanted to be slime because anytime you're looking up and you're just getting a thick liquid dropped on you, that's not cool. But, so these homies, they were hiring, like, directors, producers, whoever had a criminal record into, you know, taking advantage of the younger group and their parents. So, Nickelodeon, dude. That's what we had. And it's funny because my lady actually, you know, she's a talented gymnast. You know, I don't go too far from the nest, dude. If you're talented athletically, you're beautiful, look, you got a bright head on your shoulders, let's get it, dude. But that's far and few. But back in the Dizzy, you know, she's a gymnast, so she was doing fucking cartwheels, backflips, all that shit. Went to Universal, because, you know, just, you know how those rich kids are not rich, but they're just spoiled kids go, bro. And I always wanted to go to Universal, though. I didn't want to get slimed. Fucking notate that. But she went, and they, I guess she was probably like 10, and they told her to go into a boardroom, and they gave her a change of clothes, and they're like, change your clothes, and then we'll be right back. I guess she had a good papa at the time, told her, you better not get naked in there, dude. As every fucking father should. And she thought about that and just put the clothes on over and did some dances on the table. And if you're dancing on a table, dude, you know, shit's about to get wild. But they went in there and they're like, you still haven't changed, hurry up and change. And she's like, no, I'm not gonna do it, dude. Good, my dad's gonna get pissed at me. But you know, which brings me to my little that sparked a memory for me, dude. I was doing my first communion in this small little town, Trinidad, Colorado, and I guess they didn't have an altar boy, you know, the dudes that walk the gold fucking cup down and bow to the priest. They didn't have that day. My parents volunteered me. They're like, here's the sacrificial cow right here. So I go up there, and you know, mind me, dude, I grew up in locker rooms, bro. Like, my dad coached varsity sports growing up. I was always with him. So I'm used to just taking it off if the cause is right. Like, are we balling? Are we hooping? Are we playing shirts and skins? Are we taking showers? But so I went up to this altar, and they're like, changing this robe. And I look over and I'm like, I don't reckon, I know everyone in this little town, dude. And there's like this fucking guy in whitey, the shittiest whitey tidies you've ever seen, changing just right in front of this priest. And this priest is just standing there, just observing the room. So I did like any good lad would. I fucking changed, dropped down to my fucking little boxers, dude, when boxers were in. I'm a brief man now. But trust me, I was like, if this guy tries something, I'm gonna fucking drown him in that little tub where they baptize people, dude. Have you got drowned in hot holy water before? But that reminds, like, so my stepson, we went to this church behind me right here, right there, and his first time in, he went to do the holy water. He grabbed a whole cupful from his hands and just threw it in his face and wet his hair and shit. And the priest was like, you're really holy today. I was like, first time, dude. Sorry about that. But at least you're extra holy, dude, you know? So next time you go into church, dude, just trance yourself in that holy water. But yeah, Nickelodeon. Sketch as it gets, dude. They got a foot on the thing. And I always said, people with foot fetishes, you may as well be into like doing the dirty deed with dead people. I forgot what they call it. It's not narcolepsy, but it's something else. And man, you may as well be into that because feet are a close second to a dead body or something disgusting. So if you're into that, you better hope it's fucking clean feet and not that stinky fucking feet. But either way, you need to be on a watch list. But shout out to my girl for, you know, staying humble and not getting too crazy. And the Nickelodeon, dude, because you might have saw her on there, bro. And yeah, that little ultra shit ain't nothing to a G, bro. Strip it off and look him dead in the eye and go try something. But yeah, then we have the solar eclipse happening. And with the solar eclipse, I was 9 years old when that shit popped off. And I remember I went to sleep. I don't know what got me, but somebody told me, yo, the computers aren't going to be able to handle the next switchover. So I was like, damn, dude. So throwing a party at my house. Again, tried to stay up. I woke up at 1:30 and I was like, where's the death and destruction? I'm ready for death and destruction. And they were just like, see, back in the day, I was waking up asking questions, and that's when adults ignored the kids. Nowadays, kids just have the utmost fucking, they're like, what'd you say? Huh? What'd you say? But yeah, man. And that's what I feel like this eclipse is gonna be like. Everyone's like, yo, there might be 3 to 5 days of darkness. I experienced like an 80 totalitarian eclipse in Denver like sometime in the past decade. That shit hit, the physics changed, the shadows kind of started flickering, and I smoked a blunt during that, you know, we sacrificed some plants. Shout out to Mother Earth. But this time, dude, I'm gonna sacrifice a living being. Nothing with fur though, man. You know, the furries and us, we're on the side when it comes to sacrificials, but I'm gonna get a nice little insect, you know, from the shadow realm, and just fucking decapitate it as soon as the eclipse happens, and just fucking do a quick little fucking Father, Son, Holy Spirit, pop, 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 pop. And go, this is for the successes. And let this be a sacrifice to you, good son. Because that's what everyone's still praying to, I heard, dude, is like, they turned the father, son, they turned son into S-U-N, but really it's S, or S-O-N, but really it's S-U-N. And like, every time you say son, you should think of the bright little star giving us all of our life. So shout out to the males is what I'm saying, dude. Well, all the sons out there. Because you shine like one, baby, you know? But that's neither here nor there. Yeah, they basically they're like, people are gonna act up, people are gonna act crazy. 2000, they did it, dude. I slept through it. I saw one eclipse smoking bleezies back in the day in Colorado. Ain't nothing happened. But I feel like if you do a little spiritual connection and fucking sacrifice an insect or two, something might happen for you, dude. There's something to it. But yeah, man. And then they said this company, CERN, is going to... They have a high projectile particle telescope thing, and they're just moving particles and basically might create a black hole. But from my research, they said like, we don't have that technology yet, but I already know y'all have technology to fucking go the speed of light, anti-gravity. You guys have heard of that Chinese scientist that figured out anti-gravity and just went fucking disappeared, dude. They have her chained up like Breaking Bad in the meth lab. They have her in the fucking science lab just fucking working, baby. But you know, y'all play it cool, man. Don't act up. It's what they want. Shout out to all the furries out there. We ain't coming for you yet. But you know, that's JT, man. This is my second time recording this. The audio was fucked up on the first time. But you know, that's just another rep for the love of the game. That's JT. One time for the one time. We done, son.